I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The imminent closure of Burlington College next week is getting more attention than it might otherwise, thanks to the presidential campaign. Some critics have blamed Jane Sanders, wife of Senator Bernie Sanders, for a land deal that set the stage for the school's current financial troubles. So far, the Sanders campaign has been silent on the issue. But VPR's Lynn McRae spoke with Jane Sanders last summer about her tenure at the college. She filed this report.
Sanders says she was brought on in 2004 as a turnaround president as the college faced financial and accreditation problems. But she said those problems were solved under her seven-year tenure.
We moved from a commuter school to a master's institution. We moved from 1 acre to 32 acres and beautiful buildings. We had a development plan in place. When I left, it was in excellent financial condition, and one only needs to look at the data to see that. The final audit was quite good.
Ultimately, that development plan fell through and put the college in a lot of debt. Back in August, Sanders said she was disappointed the school didn't follow through on her plans for the college. Asked why she left, Sanders pointed to differences on the board.
Unfortunately, there was a kind of a quick change in leadership. We had different visions for the future of the college. I envisioned a community-based college, a college that became home to Burlington. It's just when you don't see things in the same way, you should part ways. It's the Board of Trustees runs the college, as it should be.
Meanwhile, Brady Tunzing, the vice chairman of the Vermont Republican Party, has called for a federal bank fraud investigation into Jane Sanders' role in securing financing for the school. Tunzing alleges that on a loan application, Sanders overstated the amount of donations the school was expecting to get.
I don't know why she hasn't come forward and said a word about the collapse of her school or answered questions about why she misrepresented the donations, the confirmed donations on a federal loan application.
Tunzing maintains Sanders pushed through a land deal that the college couldn't afford. Federal officials would not comment on whether any investigation is underway. For VPR News, I'm Lynn McRae.
And we wanted to learn more about Jane Sanders' impact on Burlington College and how it fits into the school's closure. So we're joined by Alicia Fries. She's a reporter for 7 Days who's been covering the college's financial problems for the last couple of years. Alicia, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Nearly 2 years ago, you wrote that the college was facing some serious financial problems. It was in danger of losing its accreditation. Does the closure now come as a surprise to you?
For a lot of people I've spoken with, it doesn't at all. The school has been hanging on a thread. It's never had a lot of money. So there are definitely signs, but at the same time, the current administration has remained insistently optimistic that they were on the upswing, things were looking better, enrollment was trending upwards.
I want to talk about the land deal that a lot of people are talking about since the school closed. Jane Sanders was the Burlington College president until 2011. She oversaw this huge land purchase from the Catholic Church. What was the original idea behind this plan, and what went wrong?
The thinking was that they needed to do something big and dramatic to increase enrollment and get on stable financial footing. You know, the school has never really had an endowment. So Jane Sanders came up with this plan to buy probably the most desirable piece of property in Burlington at the time, 32 acres of lakefront land. And the idea was to move the campus there. She wanted to double enrollment over the next decade, basically just dramatically expand the school.
So what went wrong?
What we do know is that Jane Sanders, was essentially forced to resign by the board not too long afterwards in 2011. And the board has never really disclosed why they made the decision that they did. Some former board members have said it had to do with fundraising, that she was not delivering on those fundraising goals. Other board members have contradicted that statement. But we do know that enrollment never increased really at all. And a lot of the donations that they were expecting don't seem to have materialized, which has been the source of significant controversy.
I want to talk about that controversy. There have also been allegations that Jane Sanders misrepresented some of the college's financials, particularly as it relates to donations, when they made this original loan application to close this land deal. Can you explain how this fits into the whole situation right now?
The college in total took out a $10 million loan, 3.5 from the Catholic Diocese and 6.5 from People's United Bank. The People's Bank asked basically to show that they had $2.2 million in committed donations. And the college sent in an application confirming that they did. Some of the people whose pledges were listed in the application told VT Digger, the online news site, that those amounts were overstated. And then there have also been questions about whether a bequest was actually represented as a pledge. Money, in other words, that was going to come to the school after someone died rather than come in the next few years. A couple of Republicans have requested a federal investigation into that.
Is it possible to say how much of the college's closure can be attributed to the failure of this plan to expand the school?
Well, if you ask the current board members, they will quite definitively say it was taking on this $10 million in debt that basically set us on a downward spiral.
When you talk to board members and things like that, do people blame Jane Sanders solely for the closure of the school?
I have not spoken to a single person in the administration or the board who is naming names, but they are attributing it to the debt that was taken on under her tenure.
What are you hearing from students and alumni? I mean, how are they feeling? What's the mood on campus right now?
The students I've talked to have been basically too frazzled to talk. I mean, they're trying to figure out how they're going to continue their education. I've talked to some alumni who are really eager for answers to the questions that you're asking. Who really is at fault? And, you know, the line coming from the administration is kind of that's water under the bridge. It doesn't make sense to point fingers. But you've got alumni who've made significant investments of money to get their degrees from the school. For them, it's really important to get a full accounting.
We've been talking with Alicia Fries. She's a reporter with 7 Days. She covers the city of Burlington. Alicia, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.